Your station for Fleetwood Town.
BBC Radio Lancashire.
Bit of stop-start, a little bit with the results we've had. We've got a good couple of wins on the bounce and just recently we've just been getting a lot of draws, really. It's a bit difficult. We've had a lot of injuries last couple of games, so we're just getting to know each other as well as a group of lads, because there are a few new lads, but hopefully we can get a win on Saturday.
Been here some time now. Do you feel really settled and at home here?
Yeah. Like, all the lads made me welcome from day one, really, and really enjoying my football here at the minute.
Frustrating thing, you scored 4 goals in successive games, didn't you? And then we were thinking, can Fleetwood follow it up? And it hasn't really happened, has it? It's been a couple of draws and a defeat last weekend.
Yeah, it's been a couple of difficult games, to be fair. Bradford at home was a difficult game, and you always know they're going to come for a battle, and a draw in the end probably weren't a bad result. Obviously, at home, you want to win your home games, get points on the board, but when you look at the games that we've had, we haven't played bad. It's just been the case of getting a few more goals, really, or keeping a silly goal out. And even the game against Wigan today, obviously we weren't at our best, but we can't let ourselves be down, and we've got to go into Saturday looking for a win.
Is it about getting that out of the system, Wigan? From listening to the comments of the manager, it was an hour that I think he'd rather forget.
It weren't a great performance for the first hour. Obviously, we took the game to the second half a little bit, but I mean, I hope we end up for the first goal, sloppy ball by me. But even the second goal, it could have been avoided, really. And we had chances, ball at the post at the end, so it could have been another draw at the end of the day. And probably walk away thinking we've got a good point there again. But we've got to go into Saturday looking for a win, and I think it's a game that we can win, especially at home. And the lads can't let themselves get down over the weekend, because at the end of the day, a win puts us back up where we want to be, near the playoffs, and that's what we're aiming for.
In fairness, it happens in football everywhere, injuries, doesn't it? But I think most weeks the manager's not been able to name an unchanged team, has he? Someone's gone down in training, which has meant that another change has had to be made. And it's got to be a little bit unsettling that you can't really build on things when players are being injured.
Yeah, it's difficult. Obviously, it's worse for the gaffer, because he's the one picking the side. It must be frustrating for him. But as players, we've just got to get on with it. We're all good players. We've all got to be ready to put the shirt on when we're called for, and give ourselves a good chance, be fit during the week, give ourselves good training sessions, and hopefully be ready for Saturday if need be.
You know what this division's all about. You finished in a playoff position last season with Chesterfield. How difficult is this division to get out of? We've seen a lot of big clubs come down into it from the Championship and take forever to get out of it. Is it one of the toughest divisions in the Football League, do you think?
Yeah, it is a tough division. Like you said, you've got players and teams coming down from the Championship with big budget, and they're looking to go right back up, and a lot of time it doesn't happen, because it shows how difficult the league can be. You've got the likes of Wigan, who are having a right go this year, and there's a few others, Bristol last year. Do you know what I mean? It's not an easy league, and but to be honest, I think this year we've got a good chance to get into the playoffs. I mean, last year I thought the league was probably stronger than it is this year, in my opinion, but you don't know. It doesn't work like that. Do you know what I mean? You can't look at players on sheet, and you can't look at teams, because look at Gillingham, you've come into the league with momentum from last year, and it's all about momentum, get wins on the board, and you don't know where they can take you.